Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today's message is a continuation of the series that I'm doing, covering what this wonderful doctor, Peter Doshi at Johns Hopkins, has to say about flu vaccines. And I know this is resonating with some people because I'm hearing back from lots of you about the pressure that you're getting about the flu vaccine. So we were talking yesterday about the CDC being sort of loose with the truth on the research interpretations and the representations made about the vaccine. The CDC's technical guidance paper states that the vaccine reduces the risk of death from all causes by 27 to 50%. And Doshi writes in his article that if these statistics are correct, then the flu vaccine can save more lives than any other single drug currently available on the planet. And he finds it astounding that CDC researchers aren't even questioning how flu vaccines can prevent 50% of deaths from all causes when only 5% of all deaths in the wintertime are caused by the flu. So the holes in their story are ridiculous, and they're just counting on the fact that nobody actually is paying attention. The organization has no shame. In another study, the agency references shows similar reductions in the death rate, but the CDC conveniently omits the fact that the study followed patients not during flu season. So, again, just counting on the fact that people aren't paying attention and that this information would never see the light of day. Doshi points out other methodological flaws in studies supporting the vaccine, such as failure to control for the healthy user effect. People who practice other healthy habits may be getting the shots more often, for example, and other forms of bias. The most damning evidence, according to Doshi, is the 68-page document citing 552 references that the agency acknowledges may be biased. The guidelines state, quote, "Studies demonstrating large reductions in hospitalizations and deaths among the vaccinated elderly have been conducted using medical record databases and have not measured reductions in laboratory-confirmed influenza illness. These studies have been challenged because of concerns that they haven't controlled adequately for differences in the propensity for healthier people to be more likely than less healthy persons to receive vaccination." So in their own documents, they say that their material is most likely biased and can't be relied upon. Doshi goes on to say that there are virtually no studies providing evidence that flu vaccines reduce deaths in older people, and that there has been only one randomized trial of flu vaccines in older people that showed no reduction in mortality. This means the CDC is promoting a vaccine for older people for which there is no clinical proof. He's even more appalled at the lack of interest in quality research on the topic. And tomorrow we'll finish this up. It's a four-part series, but hopefully by this point in time, even without tomorrow's postscript and additional information, you have already made up your mind to just say no to this useless vaccine that is nothing but a federal promotion program for drug companies. That's all for now, and have a great day.